Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of Blame It on the Stars, where we give you an inside look to what's going on in the universe so you can blame your problems on the stars. It is Jade here.
And it's Kara.
And this week, we'll be talking all about Mars entering Scorpio and the solar eclipse in Libra. But in case you missed it, last week, we talked about Mercury in Libra and Venus in Virgo, which is a pretty special pairing. So if you want to know more about those two events, then definitely listen to last week's episode before diving into this one.
And just to give you a heads up, next week, we will tell you everything you need to know about Mercury in Scorpio and how it affects you.
And with that being said, let's get right into it.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
So before Mars enters Scorpio and the solar eclipse in Libra happens, there is one other transit that happens this week, which is Pluto stationing direct in Capricorn on October 10th at 9:09 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Per usual, the date and time are from the website astroseek.com. What you need to know is that Pluto retrograde is pretty much over. We're going to have Pluto back in Capricorn for just a short period of time. While Pluto is direct in Capricorn, you might notice that things are changing in the world yet again. Those Capricorn themes of institutions and authority are going to come back into focus. So just be mindful if you notice that some things are changing when it comes to authority in the world.
Even though this is an outer planet transit that affects everyone on a societal level, you still will experience some of the effects in your personal life. During this time, you might start reflecting on the relationship that you have with authority. Because Pluto is all about change and transformation, you might see more progress going on in terms of your own personal goals and working on letting go of patterns that no longer serve you.
And if you're wondering how long this lasts, because this is only for a short amount of time, Pluto will re-enter Aquarius on January 20th of 2024 at 7:51 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So you have about 4 months of Pluto in Capricorn. Now, the next thing that happens this week is Mars entering Scorpio on October 12th. This happens at 12:04 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, so that could mean it's happening on October 11th if you're on the West Coast. What you need to know, Mars in Scorpio can intensify our emotions. We might find that we become more passionate, driven, or deeply committed to our goals and things that we want to work on. The intensity can be very empowering, but also it could present some challenges. Since Scorpio is about transformation and Mars is an action-oriented planet, this is more or less a transit of working towards personal growth, letting go of old patterns, and moving forward.
How this affects you, Mars in Scorpio will bring a strong sense of determination and persistence in the way that you go about doing things. As you're working towards your goals, you might notice that you're willing to go to great lengths to achieve them and really commit to the goals and plans that you have set for yourself. Scorpio is also a very resourceful sign. So while Mars is in Scorpio, you might find that you're more resourceful when it comes to problem solving and that you're able to make the most of what you have.
So why this matters is that Mars is in its home sign of Scorpio, making this a little bit more significant than usual. When a planet is in its ruling or home sign, it expresses the energy with strength and clarity. Mars in Scorpio intensifies the Mars energy, which is that of action, drive, and the ability to assert oneself. This intensity can be channeled into everything Mars represents, so you might become more passionate, determined, and focused as a result.
Something you might not know is that while Mars is in Scorpio, there is a potential to uncover the truth and to find things starting to come to the surface. You might notice that there's more of a desire to address things that have been going on and to advocate and make changes. Because of all that, you might notice that you are taking on a more authentic and transparent approach to decision making and your personal relationships.
If you're wondering how long this lasts, Mars will enter Sagittarius on November 24th at 5:15 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. So you have between October 12th and November 24th to experience Mars in Scorpio.
Certain signs will be more affected than others. The signs that are most affected by this transit are Scorpio, Taurus, Leo, and Aquarius placements. And just a reminder that by placements, we mean Sun, Moon, Rising, Mercury, Venus, or Mars placements.
Now, there are some key dates you're going to want to pay attention to while Mars is in Scorpio. The first one being October 13th. Yes, that's a Friday the 13th. Mars will be trine Saturn. Mars trine Saturn can bring a strong sense of determination and discipline. So you might notice on this day, you're more motivated to pursue your goals with perseverance, but also patience. This is also a really good day to stick to your plans and work diligently towards the things that you're looking to achieve.
And then on October 28th, Mars will be opposite Jupiter. This day will bring a lot of energy and enthusiasm. You might find that you're more willing to try new experiences and that you want to have a way to channel a lot of that excess energy. Because this is an opposition, there is a tendency to go back and forth between the two extremes of having a lot of energy and maybe feeling a little bit more restless or impatient on that day. So just keep that in mind. That's really important that you find constructive outlets for your energy and that you're able to adjust your plans on that day based on how you're feeling.
And then on November 11th, Mars will be opposite Uranus. Uranus's influence can create a bit of a feeling of restlessness and a desire for change. So if you're feeling easily bored or just dissatisfied with routine, that's just something to be mindful of on this day. There might, at the same time, be a surge of motivation or energy to try new things and embrace opportunities for growth.
And then on November 17th, Mars will be trine Neptune. On this day, you might find that your actions and plans are going very smoothly, almost effortlessly. You might find that you're more connected to your intuition on this day, that you're feeling very inspired, and that you're able to approach any challenges that come up very gracefully and easily.
And then lastly, on November 21st, Mars will sextile Pluto. Mars sextile Pluto empowers you to take control of your life and circumstances. So you're not afraid to confront issues head on and make necessary changes. But then the next thing that happens this week in astrology is the solar eclipse in Libra. This happens on October 14th at 1:54 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. What you need to know is that solar eclipses, like this one that's happening in Libra, are powerful astrological events that can cause big changes and present new opportunities in our lives. Solar eclipses mark new beginnings. So this is a good time to be starting fresh, or you might feel like you're ready to start fresh. Since Libra is the sign of balance, harmony, and relationships, those themes are coming to the surface. So the solar eclipse is encouraging you to evaluate the balance in your life and seek greater harmony and fairness as a result.
How this affects you is there's going to be more of an emphasis on your social life and interactions with other people. You might find that you're more drawn to social gatherings, networking, and collaborating with others around this time. Solar eclipses are new moons, and typically around new moons, we do talk about intention setting. However, solar eclipses can be a little bit unpredictable. So during this time, it's more about reflecting and maybe recording, writing down your thoughts just so that you can have something to look back on to figure out what exactly this eclipse meant for you in your life.
So why this matters, eclipses are often transformative, and the solar eclipse in Libra is no exception. This can lead to personal and relational transformations, encouraging you to let go of imbalances and embrace healthier dynamics in your life and in your relationships. Since Libra is ruled by Venus, which is how we relate to others, you might find that you're more aware of the balance or imbalances in your life as it pertains to others. You might also feel more compelled to advocate for those principles in both your personal life and in the world in general.
Something you might not know is that the energy of solar eclipses can last for several months, typically up to 6 months or sometimes even longer. That's because the eclipses that happen throughout the year are the most impactful new and full moons of that year. So again, that energy will extend longer and will affect you more prominently than other new and full moons. Keep in mind though that your birth chart will greatly impact that. So if you want to know more, then keep listening, because towards the end of this episode, we'll explain how to book a reading so you can get a more personal look on the transits and how they are affecting you. Also, solar eclipses are special and more impactful than the other new and full moons that you experience throughout the year because they are interacting with the North and South Node.
This eclipse is conjunct the South Node rather than the North Node. And the North Node is typically the direction we're headed towards, and the South Node represents what we're leaving behind. So since this solar eclipse is conjunct the South Node, this might be a time where you're looking back into your past so that you can, you know, let go of old patterns, habits, or situations that you're recognizing are still present in your life that you wish were no longer there. But since this is an eclipse, it's essentially a new beginning, we're letting go of these things so that we could move forward. So this energy might feel almost a little bit like a full moon without it being a full moon, just because of the fact that we're setting intentions or thinking about starting over, starting something new while revisiting things from the past that we might need to let go of at the same time.
The signs that are most affected by the solar eclipse are Libra, Aries, Cancer, and Capricorn.
So there are some other aspects to this eclipse that are worth knowing about. The first is that the solar eclipse is conjunct Mercury. Mercury's presence can amplify the focus on communication in your life. So you might be more focused on how you express yourself, the way that you receive and convey information. And also, if you've noticed that you've maybe been holding back on expressing your ideas or opinions, this eclipse might encourage you to share them more openly. It's a time when your voice and thoughts are just more significant and have more of a significant impact than usual.
This eclipse will also be square Pluto. Squares do bring about some challenges. So you might notice that around the time of the eclipse, you are looking to make some changes in your life, or that things from your past might be coming up. Even though this can be a challenging energy, it's also really important that you are listening to your intuition and what feels right for you as you are making decisions and adjustments in your life.
But that's pretty much it for this week. If you're curious to know more about how Mars in Scorpio or the solar eclipse in Libra affect you on a more personal level, then this is your reminder. We do offer readings. Readings are hosted on an app called Intro, which allows for FaceTime style calls. We have readings for as short as 15 minutes to as long as 1 hour. You decide what you want to talk about. When you go to book the reading, there's a slot where you can type in your questions and we'll be able to answer them on the call face to face.
And if you've never booked a reading with us before, then you can use the code STARS, all caps, STARS, for $20 off your first reading.
And just a reminder, next week we're going to be talking all about Mercury entering Scorpio. So if you want to know more about that, then stick around to next week's episode. But until then, if you want to stay in the loop with us and what's to come, we are on social media. We're on Instagram, TikTok, and YouTube at BLME The Stars. That is all for now, and we'll see you all next Monday. Bye.